LGBTQ students are becoming more visible at Christian colleges across the U.S. Many struggle to find safe spaces at their institutions, where the definition of marriage as being between a man and a woman is written in many codes of conduct. WXXI's April Franklin talked to two Houghton College alumni who recently used their art to amplify the voices of LGBTQ students at that small conservative school.
The mention of sex and sexuality doesn't give much of a reaction from people on most college campuses in 2020, but the topic is still considered taboo by many at a Houghton College. Students from across the religious spectrum attend the small liberal arts school for its curriculum and Christian values. Those values were part of the reason alumni and artists Joshua Duttweiler and Amy Kuhn initially decided to attend Houghton. This summer, the artists came back to their alma mater and collaborated on an alumni exhibition called We Are All Houghton. Their goal? To amplify the voices of Houghton's LGBTQ students.
The project was initially prompted by some of the Supreme Court cases around religious organizations' ability to discriminate in their hiring.
The lawsuit he's referring to were cases brought to the U.S. Supreme Court in 2019 that determined whether sex discrimination prohibited by the Civil Rights Act of 1964 extends to sexual orientation or gender identity. Houghton College and about 40 other Christian institutions were named in an amicus brief defending the college's hiring practice. They claimed that their credibility as religious institutions relies heavily on the character and conduct of its teachers, and because of that, they should have the right to be selective about their employees. Colleges that violate the law lose federal funding. But both Duttweiler and Kuhn say Houghton's culture doesn't cultivate a safe place for LGBTQ students to come out. They say students feel pressure to uphold the religious values outlined in its student's handbook and community covenant.
Because of repressing it and because of the policies that Houghton has out, it scares people even to not even consider it or even think about it. And even just talks about sex in general are, you know, and we're college students, those are all repressed.
Duttweiler identifies as gay and didn't come out until after graduating in 2015. He says that having an LGBTQ faculty member would have helped him feel more comfortable on campus.
And college, I think in a lot of ways, is a time to kind of figure out who you are. And so Houghton ends up in some ways making it kind of really hard to figure that stuff out.
For the project, Duttweiler and Kuhn gathered stories from current students and alumni and projected their words in large print on campus buildings.
There was a link/survey that current students could fill out. And so some of their words that we collected, we projected live in the exhibition.
122 LGBTQ students, faculty, and staff responded to the survey. 9 alumni shared their emotional stories and were highlighted in the project. President Shirley Mullen denies that Houghton's participation in the amicus brief was about protecting the right to discriminate.
We believe that the issues of protecting the rights of all different people of all different values in our culture are best settled in the legislative world rather than the courts.
Mullen says she fully supported the exhibition and even refused requests from some staff and community members to shut it down.
We need to be working more diligently to make sure that we are a welcoming and nourishing place for all of our students.
Houghton Junior Sarah Haverson is part of an unofficial LGBTQ student group on campus. Haverson identifies as queer and says she personally feels supported by the administration. Mullen recently participated in a vigil organized by LGBTQ students.
And she sent out an email that was really beautiful and really supportive, explaining that she wanted to stand there in solidarity with us and showed like that she truly believes and wants for us to have a place at Houghton.
Kuhn says that she has seen a lot of growth in the community, but the real change is reflected within the school's policies.
Performative allyship is something that we see a lot these days. It's one thing to show up to a vigil or send out an email. It's another thing that your policies explicitly say something else.
Duttweiler says as an artist, he's not a policymaker, but part of what he does comes from the values he learned at Houghton.
Fix the wrongs of the world. Like, I think, interestingly enough, the reason we're doing this is because, like, that's what we were taught to do, that, like, you can be a change maker.
April Franklin, WXXI News.